Welcome, Rob. Thank you for joining us. And just so everybody knows that you were born in the Dominican, lived in the U.S., and now live in Valencia.
Yep.
Excellent. So again, thank you for joining us today. And why don't you tell us a little bit about your journey and how you ended up living in Spain?
Yeah, it's kind of funny. It was such a matter of luck. My eldest sister, she married a guy from here. They met when they were studying back in university. He was living in Miami and then shortly in Dominican Republic. And they moved here both because my sister is a dentist. They built a business here like from scratch. Like he wanted to go back to his family's town, which is a very little town here. So we actually had like no idea. Back in the 90s, the idea we had of Spain was very like limited and basically from like popular culture and stuff. So we didn't know all the stories from my grandpa's side, which were very like very old stories and like not the real country. So when we came here, it was a little bit of a shock. We came here first as like holidays in 92, the year of the Olympics. And the whole country was like opening up and like getting to show itself to the world. But for us, it was a bit of a clash, like used to the kind of life, you know, New York and big cities and stuff. Even when you live in the outskirts like Jersey, you get all this leisure activities and vibrant culture. The culture here is great, but first, when you don't know it, you just, I don't know, you like crash against that wall continuously. Mm-hmm.
And things have changed a lot since 1992 to now as well.
Thankfully, the country has opened a lot and kind of globalized in many ways, right? And but I'm really grateful. Then the experience here has been good. And people back in those days, there were not many foreigners. I grew up in this smaller town. And everybody was willing to help. And I don't know, I felt myself lucky in that way, you know, very well received. And
yeah. Great. So when you moved here, did you move with your sister or did like the rest of your family come as well? Or was it you and your sister at first and the rest kind of followed suit? Or how did that work for you?
My sister came first. They married back there in America and they came here and they came in 91. And then we came the year after. As I said, just as holidays first, but then like locals and my sisters-in-laws, etc., they were like insisting you should guys stay. We're going to help you out. You got a few months until after the summer to decide, enroll the school, whatever. But obviously I was little. My other sister was a teenager. We were all both dreading it. We were like, no, man, this is like countryside. We don't like this. Blah, blah, blah. But then we stayed and everything went quite good for us, I got to say. It's only the four of us here. Well, now I got two nephews, locals.
Oh, excellent.
My sister, my elder sister, she's got two kids. They're grown-ups now. And so we have our roots there too. But we fly back as soon as we can, as often as we can. I spent Christmas there. Not this year because of COVID, but last year.
It's nice
to go back.
Well, and it's not too far of a flight though either to get back to Jersey for you.
No. Yeah, and it's easy. There's good combination, especially via UK. I prefer that because they fly together, American Airlines and British Airways. So you get like the best of both deals. And last time it was fantastic. I felt so good. As soon as you get into the plane, you're like home. It's like, so nice. The beers and everything. Wow, man. This is America.
So when you're in Valencia, have you lived in any other cities in Spain over the last several years that you've been here?
If I visited, you mean?
I'm sure you've visited a lot, but have you lived in any? So did you say, hey, I'm going to move to Barcelona for a couple of years or Madrid? Or?
I wish I had, but no, I had quite a stable life in that sense. I came to the city to go to uni, and then I got my first job, like my first serious job. And then I started working. I've been working ever since. But I travel as much as I can out of Spain. And got the chance. Europe is amazing for that. You got all these tiny countries all together. And you can just fly anywhere. In a couple of hours, you're on the other side of the world in a way. So it's really cool. And I visited most places. I got friends all over Spain. So, but no, I only lived here and back in the town where I grew up.
Okay. So what are a couple of your favorite places that you have visited?
Okay, in general, that's difficult, huh?
In Spain, here in Spain. Here in Spain. What are some of your favorite places here in Spain?
I gotta say, Madrid surprised me a lot. It took me a while to visit. My mom lived there for work. And obviously, my mom's New York heart was so happy to be in the capital that she just got like younger suddenly, and she was like driving everywhere and like feeling super cool. So she invited me. I spent there like 3 years I went visit for Christmas. And I was really surprised because people are really open-minded and it's expectable from a big city. But there's a lot of kind of propaganda on this side of the country against Madrilians. And then when you visit and you meet them, you're like, oh my God, it's so nice. And the Latino community there is really cool. And they got all this, you know, it feels a bit closer to the US. The offer of you can go to shows and theater and you can do many things. It's a really nice city. And then a smaller place, I would say here in Valencia, I love Altea, this little town with the artists, the old town, the beach town. But the artist town is beautiful. It's the Valencia I would like Valencia to be more like that.
Okay, excellent. Nice. And what is one thing that frustrates you about Spain?
You said frustrates me.
Frustrates you about Spain. What's one thing that you're just like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes it's the food.
Okay. Even though
my mom was a chef and she's an amazing cook. So we cook all this Caribbean dishes, American dishes, local dishes. But here people, the food is amazing, but it's a bit uniform. I know so many local families who eat macaroni on Wednesday and, you know, puchero on Sunday. And it's like, oh my God, guys, get out of the box a little bit. So the offer you get, it's changing, obviously, and it's much bigger now than before. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I had bagels, for example, for breakfast today, and I have to cross the city.
Where did you find bagels? I'm in Barcelona, and I don't know where to find bagels.
Yeah, I think that you can ship them from here, and it wouldn't be expensive. This shop is called Taste of America. But it's the only American supermarket that we have. And so they got them frozen, and they got like 5 recipes, onion, cheese, sesame. I was eating sesame today.
Nice.
And that kind of tiny things I miss them. Mm-hmm. And then the bureaucracy, I suppose everybody agrees that the country
everybody.
Is so in many ways and like not flexible in many senses. The agreement between the private sector and the public sector, I work in the private sector, is very lame and they feel like it's a battle. And in America, it wouldn't feel that way. Most of my family, they're all doctors and they worked in public hospitals. They worked in private hospitals. They opened their own clinics and their bosses willingly helped them and said, you know, take some of the patients. They're your patients and we can coordinate each other. We can derive people to your center. And it feels just so natural.
When to work together.
Yeah. It's like, I'm a public servant. We're going to work in the same sector. And it's like, come on, guys, wake up, you know?
Right.
Anyways, it will change. It will change bit by bit, I'm sure.
Excellent. And if somebody was, you know, like maybe they're kind of on the fence about moving to Spain, what kind of advice or tips would you give them before moving?
Yeah, that's a question that I've seen a lot in the groups that we both follow. Mm-hmm. I would say get to have the experience by yourself, like not listen so much of what other people would say, because it's a country that has so many different cultures, even all countries do, but Europe has it like increased this localism. So it really depends on where you end up. And I would say take the chance, visit, make some acquaintances, try a little bit of the lifestyle to see if it fits you. Because in some cases, I would say the north of Spain is very similar to some places in the US. Mm-hmm. And then the south of Spain is very similar to some places in Latin America. And, you know, it's like Valencia, Catalonia have more in common with Italy and France. And it's like, you just have to find the place that works for you, I would say. There's a little bit for everybody. So it's a country that's got to offer.
I agree. And, you know, it's good to ask people opinions and stuff like that to get a bit of an idea of when people really are unsure. But the fact of the matter is it's just an opinion and what one person likes another person's not going to like.
Yeah, I hate the rain. I love the sun. Yeah, this kind of
thing. I hate the cold. That's why I'm not in Canada. Yeah. So, you know, even Barcelona gets a little bit cold for me. And this year with all that snow that happened in Madrid and stuff, but I'm still close to the mountains and nature, which is quite nice as well.
Yeah. You don't imagine how many of us in the U.S. dream about Canada. It's like this, you know, there's this whole kind of historical issue, whatever. But the reality of it is that most Americans look at Canada, you know, we look up to you guys like, oh my God, we could be that way. You know, we could be better. We could be more social. I don't know. It's everything. The nature, the way you guys have preserved your nature and your natives is like, wow.
it's really good. And I think part of that though, too, is, I mean, Canada is a huge country, right? And we don't have a huge population. So
that's good for
them, we've been able to preserve a lot of things, and it is beautiful, and I do love it. But just winter cold
yeah,
minus 20, minus 30. No, thank you.
Yeah, it's as cold as Russia. It's a bit too much. Yeah,
And that's one of the things that I love about Spain is the weather, and it's truly an outdoor lifestyle. You know, a lot of people, we don't spend much time indoors. We want to be outside. And even December, January, we can be outside having coffee, having lunch on a terrace. That would never happen in Canada.
We take it for granted, but we should be more grateful about the kind of lifestyle we can lead here, because it allows you to socialize and just take it easy at any moment. You can have stress, of course, like in any other country,
of course.
But it's easier to take a break. It's easier to switch off, I would say.
Excellent. And what are you currently doing in Valencia, if you don't mind sharing with us?
Yeah, sure. I coordinate an English school, a tiny school here in the area. And I've been working as a teacher for a long time, but I also worked a lot when I was younger in the hospitality business with my mom directly, but in similar businesses, people she knew. It was an easy way to make money when I was younger. And for some time, I kind of did both. I did waiting tables on like big weddings and stuff at the weekend, and then a few teaching hours during the week. And then bit by bit, I got more attracted to it. Obviously, I grew older and I didn't want to do such a physical job anymore, no matter the payment. And yeah, and it kind of consolidated, and I'm really happy with it. I'm really happy teaching and sharing my experiences, sharing their points of view. You learn more from the students that you're actually teaching. So it's a very nice.
And so are you teaching English, Spanish, or both?
Yeah, mainly English. I had my 1 year where I worked in a Cervantes Center here in Valencia called Taronja. I really recommend it to anybody. And they got this amazing program. I learned the most I've learned in my life as a teacher was there in just 1 year. But I always worked as an English teacher mainly. I briefly did a little bit of French with like high school students, which is easy. And a bit of classical languages, which was my main specialty at uni. But it's very vocational, and you get like three students, not a continuous, you know, program. So English is easier to develop a career on here.
Excellent. All right. Well, once again, thank you for joining us today. And thank you for sharing your experience and your tips with our listeners.
It was a pleasure. It was a pleasure to meet you, Sally. It's amazing. This idea is fantastic, sharing a little bit of time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.